My guest on Book Notes this month is writer and educator Nancy Murray. It's so lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks for being here.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Your poetry has been described as life-lessoned poetry and poetry of witness. Why do you think it has that kind of approach?
Well, I think poetry for me has been a way of processing what I'm going through and then trying to share it in a way that's universal enough that other people can find some thread in there so they can say, I'm going through something similar, and then there's a connection made. So it really is witnessing. It's sort of, I'm witnessing myself on the interior and I'm putting it on the exterior, and I'm letting other people have an opportunity to witness too.
I know that you host this Words on the Thirds Poetry Project. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. It meets on the third Wednesday of every month. It's at the Arts Lab of South County. They have a wonderful arts lab and lots of terrific visual artists there with studios and spaces and exhibits. But they did not have the literary component. So I offered to create something there. And we meet once a month. I just put a word out, and apparently there's a very big need for it in the area in Deal, Maryland, because we have 25 members now that are pretty regularly coming, and we've created a lot of great work.
So as the poetry leader of this, how have you seen your role in coordinating this book that has grown out of this, the sort of mashup of poetry and visual art? How have you edited that?
It was not really hard once I saw the body of work that they were creating. It was a little bit different than the usual, you write a poem and your partner will paint a painting, or your partner will paint a painting and then you write a poem. The challenge here was that after 6 months of being at the Words on the Thirds and working with us, they were to go to the Arts Lab's juried members and then also the Muddy Creek Artists Guild's juried members, and to pick some artist that they thought was cool, that they would like to work with. And then they were to work together to sort of find their shared values and their shared inspirations and make one work of art that has the poetry within it. And so once they started making the work, I was like, I have to put this out there in a book. So the Maryland State Arts Council was kind enough to give me a grant to do it. And I got Sheldon Studios to help me with the design, and all we did was take the work and put it in the book, and it's a thing of beauty, really. I'm very proud of it.
It is a beautiful book, and it is available on the Arts Lab website, which is artslab-sc.org. And Nancy, I know that you have a couple of books sort of out or about to come out in terms of poetry and memoir. And the best place for that, your website, right?
All the information is there. Two memoirs and a book of poetry, and now Liminal Spaces.
So that's nancymurray.net. Wonderful to talk to you about Liminal Spaces, this anthology of poets and visual artists. Thank you so much for the work you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us and for all the work you do with your fantastic book notes here. I love it.